You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning! Alongside the King, Scott Angle, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, who's walking in from the back with not one, but two titles, because in Matt Modica's place this morning, we are joined by Sanity's own from WWE NXT. It's under the table, EY. Under the table. There's a box. Scott, if you were nice, you could help him. It's Eric Young. EY! What's going on, man? Welcome.
Hey, I took the subway for the second time in my life. I feel like a real New Yorker. I'm here. Everyone is crazy in this city. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yep.
But this is cool. First time being live in the studio, man. I'm pumped.
So you're live at our studio. Last time you were here, this wasn't here. Our studio live, Studio 34, of course, Renaissance Marriott Hotel. So EY, of course, is a champion because he's a multi-time, there we go. Champion, former heavyweight champion of this world. Corey, a fantasy football champion. Myself, I got my title here.
There's a lot of belts at the table. Somebody missing one, though.
I taught you how to win that one.
So you don't have one.
Yeah.
Where's your title?
I got too many at home. I can't bring them in.
You got where's your title?
Too much
though?
To carry. I need a truck.
I don't see one. Corey and I were able to carry our titles here.
Right here.
I don't have to brag. You know, he just got used to winning.
Yeah. So,
It's
coming from a Seahawks fan.
It's coming from a Cowboy fan. We've been better than you for the last decade and a half.
Yeah. I didn't know
12,
you were on the roster.
12, baby.
I didn't know you was on the
roster.
By the way,
don't forget, live chat today with Chris Venture on RotoExperts.com.
No,
part of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter the King at checkout for a special discount. Chat live with Chris Venture.
And find out
all about Amir Abdullah.
Hey, let me ask you something, EY.
Yeah.
These fantasy jock belts right here, these joints is pretty legit, ain't they? I mean, for somebody that carries a real one, WWE joint, these joints is pretty legit, right?
Yeah, I would say I was kind of blown away.
Yeah.
The quality. Like, Jake passed it to me. I was like, whoa, it's metal and, like,
yeah.
It's kind of heavy. I mean, the real ones are crazy. Like,
yeah.
They're like 30 pounds.
That's,
you know,
wild.
20 pounds. So, carrying those around is, it's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
You know? But it's, the fantasy jocks do an awesome job. They're hooking me and a bunch of the NXT guys up with a belt for this year's championship.
Really?
Yeah. So it's great guys over there, and the belts are awesome. I mean, if you got a league, you want to have a championship title, these are the guys, fantasy jocks.
By the way, so the NXT league is a brand new league, I'm assuming? Is it a brand
No, well, it's been going for a couple years, so I played in it last year.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got beat in the finals.
Who beat you?
Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss, yeah.
He played football. He tried out for the Dolphins. Was a tight end. Really good fantasy guy. Knows his stuff. A bit of a lunatic when it comes to this stuff. So, yeah, he got the belt yesterday. They sent him the belt. He got it yesterday, and he put a video up. So, like, I'm talking top shelf, grade A trash talking.
Love it. Nice. I absolutely love it.
I need to get in that league.
When we come back, we're going to hit some of the top stories. We're also like a ton of preseason week 2 games hitting up. So we get to all of that and wrap up the hour with this Mike Lyon coming up at about 8:40. So stick around. Roto Experts in the Morning with Eric Young taking over. Continues on next.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
A couple of points here, going back the last couple of hours. Blake Bortles is brutal.
Yo, Blake Bortles is trash.
Absolute trash. And Scott, you have brought up a point. Listen, they should give Buffalo a call and look to Tyrod Taylor. Evan Silva actually just tweeted a really good point. He said he expects the Bills to listen to trade offers for Tyrod Taylor. But also, let's take it a step further. And you're the Bills fan, Eli. Are they going to trade Shady McCoy? Because they have no reason to try and win in 2017. Trade away Sammy Watkins, trade away Ronald Darby, and Scott brought up the point, listen, you should trade away Tyrod Taylor. At that point, what is the reason to even hold on to Shady?
Yeah, I suppose at that point there's no point. But, I mean, are you going to get fair value for him for a guy that's that old?
Sure.
You know, I don't think you're going to get fair value for him. So, poor McCoy. That's all I'm going to say.
I think Eric's right. They would have trouble moving him with his age. At 29, you know, he's not over the hill yet, and I never believe that, like, you talk about age, you talk about the amount of carries that a guy has had over the years. He's had a lot, and they do give him a lot of volume, and he gets nicked up. With Taylor, this team, by trading Watkins, by trading Darby, you know, they've already signaled that they're rebuilding, if you will. And, you know, Taylor is a guy that they don't have to have any commitment to. They really like this kid they drafted in the fifth round, who looked really good last night. He's very familiar with a pro-style offense, etc., and he looked good with Zay Jones. Look, Jacksonville has a missing piece there. They get a quarterback, they could be a real playoff team, and also Denver and San Francisco would make some sense to me as well.
Corey,
the Giants can use Shady, but their offensive line is trash, too.
That would be...
What about Detroit?
Scary offense.
What about Detroit?
Let's trade for offensive line. You've been trying to give a running back for Detroit for... I don't understand. You try to give the running back to Detroit every day, and you love Dwayne Washington.
I would not love Dwayne Washington if they got Shady McCoy.
Well, obviously, but what do you think they need? Why do they need a running back if they have Dwayne Washington?
Because that's another team that's a missing piece for them. Dwayne, if nobody stays, Dwayne Washington is a deep sleeper to fit that bill. But if they get Shady McCoy and that offense... And the defense has some respectable parts. They could be a playoff team.
They were a playoff team last year. So you think if they were to add a running back, they'd probably be able to go farther.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you know who they lost to, right?
Yeah, I mean, Seahawks.
You know, the only team Seattle could have beaten in the playoffs last year was the Detroit Lions.
And guess what? That's only one of two teams that Tony Romo beat in his career when he only won with two playoff games.
Why are we talking about an announcer? Why are we discussing somebody who was a losing quarterback?
Would you like to read this?
What it says?
You want to read that?
Oh, this is offensive line rankings?
Offensive line rankings.
32 Seattle Seahawks. People that's watching, it's 32 teams in the NFL. Even with the addition of Luke Joku, there's little reason to think this won't yet again be the worst offensive line in the NFL. They finished dead last this season to go in snap-adjusted run blocking grade and snap-adjusted pass blocking grade. Getting PFF's lowest graded left tackle, Greg Fant, out the starting lineup should help.
George Fant, excuse me, but
it won't fix the unit overnight. 32 out of 32.
Two things.
The Seattle
Number
Seahawks.
Number one, whoever wrote this, George Fant, is not being moved out of the lineup, so do your research.
Ooh.
Number two.
Burn.
Number two, I'm going to read an ESPN Power Rankings headlines. Seahawks move up to number three in Power Rankings. Cowboys drop.
To what, five?
Six.
Six.
Because they have no defense.
Six out of 32. Not 32 out of 32.
Where the
what
Cowboys
are we doing, Scott?
Secondary should be this year.
This is close. And,
yeah.
You know, it's now,
two wins,
to it
two playoff wins in 22 years. You talk to me when the Seahawks have won, like, more than that in, like, one postseason.
Yeah, nothing. Okay. Yeah. So I want to move on from this, and I want to move on to some of the things we haven't talked about yet. And that includes Jameson Crowder getting back to practice. Now, we've talked a lot about the injured guys. Andrew Luck not practicing. Joe Flacco not practicing. Jameson Crowder's back. And quietly putting on a show at Washington camp. Now, there's been a lot of hype about Terrell Pryor, and I'll ask you a Terrell Pryor question in a moment, Scott, because I know how you are on him. But Jameson Crowder, Corey, we have said, we, you and I at least, don't believe he's going to be the guy.
Yep.
Now that you're seeing, Eric, Jameson Crowder back healthy in Redskins camp, are you more confident, given some of the other injuries and other situations at the wide receiver position that we're seeing, are you more confident in Jameson Crowder than you were, say, a week ago?
Yeah, I don't think I ever really lost it because, you know, we're in the middle of August. He is the number two. They say, like, even when there's three wide receivers, he's still the number two. He's the number two receiver there. Number one is Terrell Pryor. I believe in him completely this year. Last year, it was his first real year of playing wide receiver, and he dominated. He dominated when he played on a terrible team with a terrible quarterback. He's got a good quarterback to a great quarterback, a better offensive line, a better offensive system, and better offensive players around him. Jamison Crowder is going to be great. I think he's going to be the possession guy there, but the guy I want is Terrell Pryor.
Now, Scott's like, oh, you'd be listening to me.
No, but you know what, though? I'm looking at Corey now and seeing you know, is he going to bring it or not, or is he going to be scared? He said Terrell Pryor is going to be the number one over Jamison Crowder. If Matt Modica or I said that, you'd be jumping down your throat, but now you're looking away because this guy's a WWE wrestler.
Now, I sat up here about a week and a half ago, and I said I'd throw my hands up to the Terrell Pryor truthers. Would you hear that day, Greg?
I was.
When I said I'd throw my hand up to the Terrell Pryor truthers. If you want to take him in a second, go ahead, fine, so be it. I have no problem with it. Didn't I say that?
Yes.
Was Scott not sitting next to me that day when I said that?
I'm not talking about that day. Are you going to say it again today when Eric's here?
Didn't I say, Scott, I've thrown my hand up to the Terrell Pryor truthers? I don't care. If y'all want to take him in a second, do it. I have no problem with it. But the report came out yesterday that the number two option in the offense is going to be Jamison Crowder. That's why they brought me here.
Number one was not Terrell Pryor, by the way, in that. It was Jordan Reed. It was Jordan Reed one, Jamison Crowder two as the option. Jordan Reed, obviously, badly healthy.
Hard to catch footballs when you're on the sidelines.
Agreed, but doesn't that make Jamison Crowder the number one then, Corey?
Jamison Crowder's the number one option as the wide receiver.
Look, I like...
We'll see.
Ding, 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 ding.
We'll see.
This is why the fantasy executive is delivering this news to you, because I'm telling this to you a month or two before the damn thing happened.
He's the low guy on Pryor at this table. I like Crowder. Don't get me wrong.
I'm the low guy.
But Pryor is the perfect fit for what they do, what they need. This team was bad in the red zone last year. Pryor's 6'4", 228. Don't get me wrong. I like Crowder. I do. I drafted him as my second wide receiver in the flex last weekend, even in a standard. I think there's enough to go around here. But Pryor fits what they want to do. This guy caught over 70 passes for over 1,000 yards with seven guys playing quarterback, including him. He had to throw it to himself at one point.
Terrell Pryor or T.Y. Hilton?
That's so tough. Right now at this moment, I have next to each other, but I'll take Hilton. Because I still believe that Luck is going to be there eventually, but it's very, very close for me.
EY?
Oh, it's Pryor all day. I mean,
oh, you really on him.
Tolzien is going to be the person throwing the balls.
Is true.
I heard you guys earlier talking. Andrew Luck isn't a football player. He hasn't thrown a football. I don't care if he plays in the third week or he plays in the fourth week or the fifth week. He's not gonna be the same quarterback. It's a rhythm position. Most quarterbacks that are in OTAs and training camp have thrown the ball thousands, tens of thousands of times to their receivers because it's a rhythm position. He has no rhythm. He's got a repaired shoulder, which takes time to get used to. He's not a quarterback. He's not an NFL player. If you want to take T.Y. Hilton above Terrell Pryor, then go ahead and do it. I'm not touching T.Y.
Throw my hands up, you can do it.
I throw my hands up on the Colts offense, period.
He makes a lot of good points, but I'm still with what Dr. A said. I think this guy's going to be fine by like week four. He's a veteran quarterback. He's thrown it thousands of times in his career. He knows who he has around him. I have Hilton lower than I would if Luck wasn't hurt now. He'd be top six, but you know, right now he's still holding 11 for me.
Oh, hold on.
It's not real.
This is what I'm thinking. They do not have a Robert Griffin statue at Baylor. I'm about to say, hold up. That would be crazy if Robert Griffin has a statue.
Of course, referring to
turn into a statue.
Yeah, I think this is not real.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah, no. The sports pickle's fake because it has the headlines like Jay Cutler unsigning with the Dolphins. I couldn't pass out one last shot 8-8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good times though. But listen, Terrell Pryor truthers, y'all can have him. I'm a Crowder guy. Listen, I got Crowder 21, Pryor 22. I just don't like his draft capital in the second round for Terrell
Pryor.
You
think he's being overdrafted?
I think he's being overdrafted.
But you're not canceling him out.
I'm not canceling him out at all.
I completely agree with that sentiment. I have it very close as well. I've told Eric this. I've told you this, Scott. I believe this. You're not going to like to hear this. Terrell Pryor could bust. Like, he could be the bust of 2017.
That would be crazy.
With how high people are drafting him.
But look,
and I hate to say this to you, Isaiah Crowell could be the bust of 2017, too.
Yeah. Isaiah, if I would be in a lot of trouble if that was the case. If Isaiah Crowell is a bust, Greg, I'll be honest with you, the kids may not get nothing for Christmas. No, no.
If Isaiah Crowell is a bust, he's going to rank him behind Lamar Miller next year.
would you say that your child would not get braces?
No, that's already been taken care of.
Braces are good. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break here. When we come back on the Roto Experts in the morning, we have more from Eric Young. We're going to get into a little bit more here on Le'Veon Bell and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adam Schefter announced he's coming back. He opened the frenzy with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers when we return here on the Roto Experts in the morning.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts of the Morning. Eric Young taking over. And as we said, he's here.
Two Flex League champions at the same table. You feel what I'm saying? Me and EY.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Two Flex League champions.
Right.
You know what I mean? One day, Scott, you'll get down with that.
I have too many titles to bring in. I don't have one
just
to bring
in
just like you.
Just bring one in.
There's too many of them.
All I'm asking for is one.
All right, I'll bring in one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's way more than that, trust me.
By the way, like I said, Eric Young taking over the Fantasy Sports Radio Network all day long. He is in town because tomorrow night, NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. EY's crew of sanity will fight for the tag team titles against the Authors of Pain. We'll see if they can take titles home. So we'll see.
Oh, you! I thought you was solo. Are you a tag team?
Well, he's the leader of...
Yeah, I'm the leader. I'm the leader of a group.
Okay.
So, I mean, we... You know, we got a plan. We got a plan in place.
All right, cool.
For Saturday.
So we'll see.
I was a big fan of the British Bulldogs back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the Hart Foundation.
Yep. Two classic teams, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yep.
They're awesome. All right. So you were talking about on the Frenzy yesterday, and we actually talked about the BFFs without you, EY. And that was the fact that Le'Veon Bell, like, not that we were nervous about anything, but you like to talk about Andrew Luck not being a football player, but Le'Veon Bell is not that camp either, and I felt like nobody was really talking about it. It was always David Johnson, it was always Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
And you talked about this too, Corey. It was like a foregone conclusion, basically. David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and then everybody else. And yet Le'Veon Bell, not practicing.
He's not practicing, he's not at camp,
he's not
doing nothing.
No.
He's home getting high.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? he's in the house sitting on his couch with his feet up getting high.
So
I hope they don't test him when he get to the facility, number one. And then number two, I worry about injury when you come back, getting up to speed. But then again, Le'Veon Bell is such a beast. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think you adjust him or move him in your rankings right now. But I do think it's something that, you know, more conservative drafters like yourself, Scott, is this an issue for you?
No, it's not. Because, and I'll tell you something. Now, I know the Cowboys haven't won in a long time.
So what is the
I'll school you about, you know, the recent run of the Seahawks when Marshawn Lynch was there. He hardly practiced. He didn't play in preseason games, and he still got out, and he did it. You know, there's some guys over the course of their careers, the preseason was meaningless, and they just turned it on when the regular season started. And, you know, I think Le'Veon Bell's one of those guys.
Now, Adam Schefter reported, since we both were on the air yesterday, Corey, that Le'Veon Bell is going to report to camp before the games begin, which we all assumed, which is why he was going number two. But the story doesn't change so much, Eric. He's not there. He's not practicing. He's not working out. Maybe he's at home getting high, like Corey said, right? And let's be fair.
Maybe. Likely.
Let's be fair. Le'Veon Bell has not been the picture of health in his career either with the Steelers. The last time, if you remember, we saw him on a football field, he got hurt and left the game
with a groin injury. Yeah,
with an MCL. It was an MCL injury, right? So his knees, something like that.
It was a groin.
It was a groin. Okay, yeah, so it was a groin injury.
Yeah.
So that was the last time we saw Le'Veon Bell on a football field practicing. I get it. Nobody's concerned. He's going number two. Should we be?
I don't think so. I mean, for me, a running back is a completely different position than, like, with Andrew Luck at a quarterback. It's not a rhythm position.
Okay.
He's been had the same coach. He's been in the same system. Like, he knows what to do. He's a veteran. For me, him not being at OTAs and early in training camp is only a benefit to a guy like that.
So
he's not getting hit. They've probably had very few padded practice, but he hasn't taken any contact. And for me, that's what you want. Like, he's ready to carry the ball.
Let me ask you this, EY. Do you think that, I understand when it comes to, you know, another athlete's money, you kind of mind your business, you don't worry about it, you don't get involved with that stuff. That's what caused that rift between Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens all those years ago. But if you, the guys in the locker room, do you think they're like, wait a minute, we're out here grinding, sweating, humping, you know what I'm saying? Out here and with humping, Scott, something you've never done. You know what I mean? Out here getting
it. My son was just in here. But, okay.
They're out here getting it done, you know what I'm saying, putting in that work. And this guy's at home chilling. He gets to come in here week one, miss all the training camp. The people, the players in that locker room got to be like, that's not right.
I'm sure there's whispers, like, you know, that's professional jealousy is a thing. But he's a veteran. He's earned that. He's done OTAs. He's done training camp.
Well, this is something you and I have talked about, right? Like, so Eric's under contract, WWE NXT, right?
Yeah.
He as a veteran, he's been in the business for 20 years now. Most of the people at NXT work at the Performance Center every single day.
Yeah.
Because of his veteran status, he does not have to be there every single day. He can go when he wants, and he does. But he's not required to be there every single day.
Yeah.
And he, you know, still, obviously, he'll be at TakeOver tomorrow night. He's in all the promotional stuff. And he's earned that right. Kind of like Le'Veon Bell, Corey. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, he's earned that right. And I think, look, at the NFL is a business. And for these guys, this is their business. And there is no guaranteed money because of health. And you need to get paid when you can. And if you're a football player that doesn't understand that you're in the wrong sport.
This is
the
true.
Wrong business. Yeah. You got to get your money when you can because they're not going to give it to you for free.
Nah. What was that dude name that played for the Jets and the Seahawks? The Jets more or less was like going to give him a handshake
Leon
deal.
Leon Washington.
Leon Washington. The Jets was going to give him a handshake deal. And he was like, I bet. And then it was like, you will give you the handshake deal for this 1 year, and then you will give you a long-term deal the next season. Comes out and shreds his knee. Mm-hmm. And the Jets, what do you think the Jets did? They gave him his papers.
I'll see you later, yep.
Exactly. And that's why I never kill a player for going after the guaranteed money.
No way. Yeah. You can't.
Or holding out, I can't.
If you go after a player for holding out for money or going after money, then you don't understand it.
Correct.
Yeah, it's such a violent sport, you know, all the concussions and everything, and you look at the retired players. And, you know, especially a running back, like, what's the shelf life of a guy?
I'm holding out.
All right, we'll let you go, probably.
Scott, what are you letting them hold out for?
We'll probably just let you go. So.
I'm holding out.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Oh, you're back. Look at that.
That was a short negotiation.
Hold that word, so. Yeah, anyway, so I can't ever kill a guy for some guaranteed money. A couple of other points here. We were talking a lot about the Ravens so a couple moments ago when it came to their offense. And I mentioned Jerry Maclin, who I thought could be a good value. Corey, you said could be somebody you buy low on come October when the offense is cooking. So I have a stat. Would you like to know who it's from?
Sure. I would love to know who it's from.
It's Chris Raven.
So, I knew it was going to be Chris Raven.
So he says, he wrote that
you love Chris
basically
Raven.
Everyone thinks the Ravens are going to continue to pass. Like Joe Flacco, everyone loves Danny Woodhead, Jerry Maclin, because the guy threw 600 times last year, right?
Yep.
In six seasons as an offensive coordinator in his career, Greg Roman, the former offensive coordinator with San Francisco, Greg Roman has never had an offense finish above 29th. In passing attempts.
Well, okay.
Looking for trends.
And you know, Greg Roman, Anthony Lynn, that's the same circle of trust right there.
Yes.
So it's definitely going to be a lot of running of the football.
Yes.
But who are they going to run the ball with? They're going to give that
Terrence
kind of work
West.
To Terrence West?
What they might do is a
Terrence West is a journeyman.
They might do a Patriot kind of thing when Woodhead is healthy. And you use flipping to the running back as an extension of the run game sort of thing. But then, you know, you look at that stat, too. They'll also look at the quarterbacks that they had compared to Joe Flacco.
Who? I don't know who they were.
You said San Francisco, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he had Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's not a
he
guy
had
you
Alex
want to...
Smith.
Yeah, those...
He's had Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Well, Taylor was... Well, he was a backup, though. It's like...
No, he's a starter. Tyrod Taylor's a starter.
That's it.
It's three guys that you don't want to air it out with, you know. Smart coaches play to the talent, play to... You know, play their schemes to with the talent that is there, and the talent's not quite there. Running back, like Corey said, with Terrence West, you might have to throw more.
But if it's not in their offensive philosophy and it's not in the scheme, he's not going to go from a guy that's been 30, 31, 32, like, you know, 32, where the Seahawks O-line is ranked. If he's down there in that area, he's not going to all of a sudden jump up to top five in pass attempts. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is a smart coordinator will put it to the scheme, and maybe they'll move up to 22, which is like the amount of years where the Cowboys is they last won.
Nice comeback, Scott. Yeah,
that's actually well said. What do you think, Eli, when it comes to these like coordinator tries? Like Greg Roman has been an offensive coordinator and a coach in the NFL for a very long time, and he has never, 6 years as an offensive coordinator, never finished above 29th in passing attempts. That says something to me.
Yeah, it's something for me like that. I play pretty close attention to Shanahan going to San Francisco.
Right.
They don't have the same personnel that Atlanta has, but look, that's his system. That's how he's going to play.
I agree.
Pierre Garçon's going to be the poor man's Julio
Jones.
What
do you say now?
I'm shaking my head about this Baltimore thing because the personnel is different, and smart coordinators tailor their schemes to the personnel. It's not the same kind of personnel
that
Greg Roman has had in the past.
You say that. I say that all the time, right? Smart coaches should play to their strengths.
Yeah.
How many do? Very few.
I don't think they have a choice,
you
though.
You look right behind this building right here is Madison Square Garden. It was an old senile jerk, Phil Jackson, in there running an offense that was 20 years old with players that can't do it. These guys, they say, listen, this is what got me here.
Correct.
I'm going to keep doing it this way.
Let me tell you something. If he's got half a brain, got Terrence West there as his running back and Joe Flacco as his quarterback.
I have sat here for months. Saying I love Carlos Hyde because of Kyle Shanahan. I have sat here previously. I love Devontae Freeman because of Kyle Shanahan. We love Isaiah Crowell in Cleveland because of Kyle Shanahan. And we said this for multiple coaches and multiple teams, right? Certain guys are quarterback whisperers. We've talked about
Hugh Jackson, Adam
Hugh Jackson, James. Right? Quarterback whisperer. We really liked Devontae Parker last year because he was the Demaryius Thomas for Adam Gase in that Miami offense. For all the things we like about coaches and the coordinators and what they do in their past, we have to point out the negatives too. And that is true with Greg Roman because all the information tells us is this dude loves to run the football and he's never finished higher than 29th passing the football ever in his career.
29th is low.
It's painfully obvious, though, what he has to do. He had Frank Gore. Now he has Terrence West.
But Scott, you don't go from 30 to 2.
I didn't say that. You do everything in black and white. There's shades of gray. They got to be better than 29th. Joe Flacco is their quarterback. He's never had a quarterback that good.
How much better than 29th are they going to be?
Look, they got to move up about at least eight, nine spots.
And that puts them at 21st. That's still the bottom half of the league in passing.
Well, they don't have a lot of talent, but still, the scheme can't be what Greg's saying to me.
When we come back, I'll put this on the line because Is Mike Lying is up next. Mike Florio joins the program.
I'm holding out till Cardano give me more money.
Matt Modica comes back.
But
now the Roto Rashers coming up next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Time of the program here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Modica, you, sir, are the defending champion of Is Mike Lying.
is Matt Modica winning.
That's not what it's called.
I think I like that name better.
He doesn't. Yeah. That is unnecessary. You've beaten him in the past. I've beaten him in the past.
I win the majority.
We don't need to call
him. He has won the majority of time. Give the guy credit.
You're like, well, I'll say this. You know, Jake Sealy was unable to come in here and defeat me. Let's see if EY can do it.
We'll do it. And if not EY, then it will be me. So it is time to play Is Mike Lying? Mike Florio! Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, guys.
There he is.
And Eric Young.
And Eric Young.
Wow.
I have a special designation.
I guess so. Yeah. By the way, Mike Florio and I were emailing last night, EY. He's got a fun game plan for you on the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever course coming up in a little bit here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
By the way, with Eric Young, Matt Modica, and Mike Florio here, three of us five are now Buffalo Bills fans here. How about that?
Not a great idea. All right.
They usually don't let us get in together groups like this. Stuff is lit on fire.
We usually shun by society.
All right. Modica, as the defending champion, you get to decide where you'd like to go.
I'll go second.
You will go second, which means I hate you. You plan this out. It's so annoying.
Sometimes that works out going first.
It does. All right. You will go second, which means the king goes first. First, second. Yeah. All right. Scotty, question one is yours. Hit the music and let's do it. This is Is Mike Lying.
Outside of Travis Kelce, between weeks 8 and 16, Cameron Brait was the top tight end in PPR league.
Oh, my God. Outside of Travis Kelce from weeks 8 to 16, there was no tight end last year better than Cameron Brait. Scott.
True.
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 True all around, Florio.
You're all wrong.
Ooh.
Screw you.
One tight end had more PPR points.
One tight end had more PPR points. Scott.
I am going to say Jimmy Graham.
No. But that doesn't surprise me.
I'll go Kyle Rudolph.
Good one.
No.
Ooh, thank goodness. I will go with Zach Ertz.
Born for Greg.
There it was,
Mr.
baby.
The great guess. There you go.
There it was in December. Yeah. There it was, Zach Ertz. One for me, zero for all of you. Let's go to question number two.
From weeks 8 to 16, Rob Kelly was an RB1 in PPR format.
From weeks 8 to 16, Fat Rob Kelly was a top 12 running back in PPR.
False.
I'll say false.
False.
True.
Point for Scott.
Scotty goes against the grain and gets the point.
I'm good at this.
There you go. All right, question number three, Michael Florio.
All this scoring, by the way, is from Fantasy Pros.
Okay. Question number three, please.
Between weeks 8 and 16, Larry Fitzgerald was not a top 30 wide receiver.
Wow, top 30. Wow.
What were the weeks?
8 and 16.
I went with a second half B.
I'll say true. Eric?
False.
Scott?
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true as well.
Point for everyone but Eric Young.
I told you I'm a natural.
All right. Scotty and I each have two. Matty Modica gets on the board with one. EY has zero, but he leads off. Question number four.
According to UberFacts, Adidas will cancel a sponsorship with a player if they find out they are connected to Scientology.
Connected to what?
Scientology. I think Tom Cruise into for a while.
Truth. I would do the same thing.
Scott.
True.
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 Yeah, this is true.
As are 99% of the UberFacts
questions.
You're on the
board, Eli. Congratulations.
Those are always easy.
Question number five for the king.
Between weeks 8 and 16, Blake Bortles was a top 5 QB.
Oh, my God.
False.
You know what? I'm going to say true.
Oh, my God. I hate Blake Bortles so much. True.
False.
Who said false?
That was Eric Young and Scott the King Angle. Yeah.
Eric Young and Scott the King Angle get a point. He was sixth.
Wow. Wow. Would you like to rename the top five quarterbacks from those weeks? Is that like... Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, we'll do it. No, top five, there's five quarterbacks ahead of Blake Bortles. Scott, he named one.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is number one.
Matt.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees was number five.
Okay, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan was not correct. He was number seven.
Oh, that hurts. Eric.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was number eight.
Ooh. Okay. One more time around. Scott.
We're doing this again. Okay. I'm going to say Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor was number 10.
Okay. Not a point. Matt.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck was number 16.
Yeah, that wasn't your best one. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins was number 3.
Yeah, all right. Get that point back, baby. Eric?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson was number 4. Oh, point for Eric.
All right. We all got it. Did we miss one or are we done? I mean, we're done, but did we miss one?
You missed one. You missed Dak Prescott.
All right, Dak Prescott. What are the scores here?
Scott has 5. Greg and Matt have 4. Eric Young has 3.
All right. It's okay. A lot of game left. A lot of game left. 5 for Scott, 4 for Matt and I, 3 for Eric Young. Question number 6, Matt Modica.
Between weeks 8 and 16, Isaiah Crowell was not a top 24 running back.
Wow.
True.
Wow. True.
True.
Corey's texting me to say false, but I'm saying true.
It was true. He was RB26.
Wow, that's actually very crazy. 3 weeks, 8 to 16. Point for everybody around the table. Question number 7, please, Mike Florio.
Between weeks 8 and 16, Antonio Gates scored more points than Hunter Henry.
Saw that question coming. I believe... I'll say true.
False.
False.
I'm going to go true.
Yeah, this is true. During that span in standard leagues, Gates was tight end 7. Hunter Henry was tight end 25.
Henry got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he had more in the first half,
game and stuff. So Scott, myself, and Matt are all tied. Eric's a couple back. Let's head to question number 8, please.
According to UberFacts, McDonald's Caesar salad has more calories than a double Big Mac.
That's true. This is a trick. Don't eat salads. You're wasting your time. Just stick to the burgers. It's the same calorie intake.
Eric says true. Very confidently.
True.
I'm going to go true as well.
I think it's false, but I'm going to play the game, so I'm going to say true. I think it's false, though. True.
This is true, according to UberFacts.
As always.
All right, so we are true. We have 2 more questions left. What are the scores right now, Floria?
3-way tie for first, and Eric is 2 behind you guys.
2? All right, still plenty of game left. Question number 9 for the King.
Mike Evans led the NFL in targets last season with 173, but dating back to 2010, that does not rank in the top 15.
True.
False.
Both my competitors different. This is tough now. Does not rank in the top 15 of targets led. That's so interesting. False.
True.
Huge point for Scott the King Angle.
Anyway.
The second time him and I answered together, we're tag team.
Oh,
and it worked.
Boy.
I can tie for second.
Last year was the first year that he got to 90 catches.
So what does that do to anything?
That's why I was kind of on point with the target.
No, yeah, but to be targets.
You need targets to get catches. So,
what did the catch have to do with anything?
That was not part of it.
That had nothing to do with the question.
No, I'm saying that's why I did the answer the way.
The answer to do with how many targets.
You got lucky there because in your head you totally
you missed the question.
Yeah, missed the question.
Nevertheless, it's a big point for the King, who has a 1 point advantage over myself, Eric Young, and Matt Modica.
Mm-hmm. I'm one behind you guys.
I don't think you know. You were two back total, so now you're one back of us two. One back of us. Yeah. Right, one back of us. Two back of Scott. We have one more question
two back
coming.
Of Scott.
We have one more question coming, and we will do that after the break. So, will Matt Modica retain the championship, or will we have a brand new Is Mike Lying champion? Scott was ready to call this Is Matt Winning. He's in the lead right now.
I mean, I do have like an 87%, winning percentage.
That's not 100. We're going to find out if Matt can retain the championship or if Scott Angle will take it home when we come back on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
All right, here we go. Scott Angle goes to the final question dancing like an idiot. But, with...
Says a guy that can't dance.
But, he has... a 1 point advantage over Matt Modica and myself, Greg Sussman, and a 2 point advantage over Eric.
I'm out. It's fine.
You're not out. You never know.
You're not out.
Question number 10 is Mike Florio lying. Let's do it.
Since 2010, no player had more rushing yards in the season than Ezekiel Elliott had last year.
Since 2010, no running back had as many rushing yards in a season as Zeke.
That is false.
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 It is false. Two players had more.
Two players had more. Here we go.
Adrian Peterson.
AP in 2012. Correct.
Wow. We're about to go to overtime because I know who the other one is. It's Chris Johnson.
Incorrect.
What? Yes, it is. You're. That's not. You were wrong. Hold on. Oh, since 2010. Maybe it wasn't since 2010. Wow. All right, Eric.
I think it was 2009. His big year.
Oh, I'm looking it up now.
I have one more.
I was so confident Chris Johnson was right, Eric.
I have no idea. No clue.
Let's guess the running back.
Matt Forte.
No.
Jamal Charles.
Oh, that was my guess.
Nope.
Wow. It was 2009 for Chris Johnson. Unbelievable. Okay. Unbelievable.
Oh, 2010. Now I was just going to say Charles, and I bailed out of that.
Wow.
Le'Veon Bell.
No.
I have to get this right to go to overtime. Oh, my God. I have no idea who it is. Who has rushed for that many yards? Oh, who is... What's his name? Who is that dude? Oh, I was going to say Jamal. I was trying to think of Jamal.
That's who I was going to say. That's who I thought it was.
I will...
I drew a blank. I
cannot believe this.
Oh, you want to?
I will go with... who the hell rushes for yard?
I think there's one other guy. I'm not going to give you that.
I understand that. Thank you. I have absolutely no idea.
Peyton Hillis.
It's probably not Peyton Hillis, though. I'm going to go with... I just don't know. I just don't know. Eddie Lacy. That's not right.
No.
It shouldn't be that hard, and he's going to say it. We're all going to be like, oh.
Scott's going to get it. You know, Scott pulls it.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
I don't think it was in 2010.
No.
Who was it, Florio?
Was it Frank Gore?
You guys are all going to be kicking yourself. DeMarco Murray.
Oh, that was easy. All right, we got overtime. We got overtime. The King versus Wall Street. Scotty, you're up first. Question 11.
According to Fantasy Pros ADP, Kenny Golladay is getting drafted before Cooper Kupp.
False.
That is false.
No, it is true.
Ooh. Ooh.
Good okay. Go against Cooper Kupp.
All right. Question number 12, Matt Modica, you're first.
According to Fantasy Pros ADP, Jamal Charles is getting drafted before Jamal Williams.
True.
False.
We will have a chance. You didn't have to say it, Scott. You don't have to say that because the show's over. Are you sure you want to say false?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a champion. Here we go. Mike Florio, who is our winner?
Is Matt Modica winning?
The winner of Is Mike Lying, the champ, remains Matt Modica. Coming next, Fantasy Football Frenzy. Make sure you check out NXT TakeOver Saturday night featuring Eric Young Insanity. Brooklyn Barclays Center will be there. Until next time, for Eric Young, for Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Scott Engel, Greg Sussman, everyone, bye-bye.